wish you a new happy year, motherfuckers.
Happy New Year indeed. I am really scraping the bottom of the barrel for intro ideas, by the way. Anyway, this is the season finale of season 5. This is Ego and Vice, episode 97.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Wanna raise the insult, TV. Lower class punk ass, I was Northwood grade. I had it made. Spent my nights drinking with my mates. Just a short bus ride up.
How's everyone doing? My name is Mike. This is Ego and Vice. This is episode 97, and this is the season 5 season finale. What the hell? Where does the time go? I don't know. But it goes, and it just keeps going. So, yeah. I don't have any guests this week. I figured I'd do a short podcast. This one won't be very long just because, I don't know, coming out of the holidays, I put Ego and Vice kind of, you know, on the back shelf there for a few weeks, and you know, got to get through it. I tried to embrace Christmas this year. Normally I let Christmas just kind of sneak by because I don't really celebrate holidays. I don't really care for them, you know. It's just, I find it's very busy and it's very a big to do, if you will, and I'd rather just kind of pretend they don't really happen. But this time I kind of embraced it, and it was a lot of fun, and I had someone to celebrate and share the time with, and we had a great time. Went to Tremblant for a weekend. It was my first time snowboarding on the hill up there, the mountain, which was amazing and expensive, but worth it because you get used to going out to the hills here. And it's like a 5-minute chairlift ride up and a 2-minute ride down, right? Well, Tremblant's crazy because it's like a 7-minute chairlift ride up, and it's like I think we clocked it at like 17 minutes down. The first run down, I had to take a break because my legs were like screaming. My dogs were barking. I've never had to continuously snowboard that long. So, and being at the first run of the season, yeah, I was dying. And we went in for lunch, and I bought two, like, you know, like those Wendy's cups of chili? Two of those things, a little basket of fries, and two Coke Zeros, $52. Someone's getting rich. Someone's getting rich out there, and it ain't me. Holidays are rough, too, because it's more money going out than coming in, and that starts to get stressful. Anyway, I digress. Last run down, I belly flopped on my ribs, and they're still sore. I think my pride, at first I thought my pride was hurt more than anything, but then I realized I was actually injured. So, put it on the list of things that keep me from wanting to get out of bed in the morning. Not mentally stuff. Not mental stuff, but just physical things. As I hobble down the stairs or down the hallway. Anyway. But yeah, it's good though. It's good. And Christmas is good, but fuck them. I'm really glad it's over. And everything's back to normal and grinding to a routine again. So, yeah. So on the 27th of December, it was my 1 year sober. How about that, right? I quit drinking last year, obviously, December 27th, and I never looked back. And this year has been a crazy year, a different year. I think I grew up a lot this year. It's amazing how much, like, honestly, can a year can change, especially when you decide to make a lifestyle change. Because I didn't just, like, do a dry January or a dry 22. Like, I made a lifestyle change. I quit. I had to quit. And I did. And I'm happier. I'm healthier. I'm more productive. I'm looking forward to things. You know, I'm actually making plans for my future, which is amazing. I don't know. It's just, it's a shame that I was so stuck without even realizing. I think I realized it, but it was so hard to get out of that stuckness, right? But I did. And I didn't do it alone. I owe it to a lot of people. I really, really want to thank Jay Watts and Chris Landry and Doug Hempstead and Ryan Kahn. They were really, really supportive through the entire process. And of course, I want to thank Alex, who kind of jumped on board halfway through and has been nothing but amazing and solid and supportive as well. So, but I'm at a point right now where I don't really need to lean on anybody anymore, because it's just who I am now. It's just, that's my life now. I don't even think about it. I don't even think where before I associated every event in my life with a beer in my hand, where it was happy if I was happy, if I was sad, if I was celebrating, or if I was just bored, or if, you know, going out to eat, going out and socializing, everything had to do with drinking. Well, you know, I remember I used to go to, like, out for dinner, and I'd be like, oh, why'd we choose this restaurant? They don't have Coors Light. I'd be like, do you have Coors Light? No, we have Bud Light. I'd be like, oh, night is ruined. The night is ruined. And that's so ridiculous. It's so stupid. You get caught up in your little hang-ups, and you don't even realize that the shit that you're running from, whether it be anxiety or depression or loneliness or just sadness or, you know, everything that sucks in your life, which you drink to kind of get away from, is it's the drinking that's causing it. So it's just like, it's the vicious cycle. It really is. Circle, cycle. It's like chasing your own tail. It's like the snake that's swallowing his own tail. You ever seen that thing? But it's 100% true. And I don't regret anything. I can't say I wish I did it sooner, because I don't know. I think shit happens for a reason, and everything kind of unfolds the way it's supposed to. I always say trust the universe. That's just one of my things. And, you know, it's just like good or bad, it's all going to kind of even itself out. And I believe that. So you just kind of got to go with the flow and make the right choices, obviously, and just be kind to people and try not to make the same mistakes. But change is important. And, you know, all the power to anyone else out there who wants to try to get out of that same rut, because it's amazing on the other side. And I know it's cliche to say, but it's true. If I can do it, anybody can do it, because fuck, I was a lifer. Like that's where I foresaw my life heading, right into the bitter, horrible end. Trust me. So you can do it. That's my two cents, and I'm done now. I won't ever preach, you know. I'm just doing my own thing and having a good time doing it and trying to stay positive and happy, because that's what it's all about. Right, so I'm looking forward to a very busy 2023. It's going to be a very busy 2023 with the Riptides. Wow, that's going to be something. And also, I have the new GOAT record, which is pretty much done. And I'm also working on an acoustic project that I'm going to release some music probably in the next few months or so. I'm just doing that myself, because I've somewhat figured out how to do this stuff from home, kind of. But we'll see. Personal relationships are great. I have amazing people around me, supportive people, positive people. I literally have zero drama in my life, and it is amazing. Whereas a year ago at this time, I was had more toxic situations around me for everyone involved, not just them being toxic to me, but me being toxic to them. And just, I think we all broke free where we needed to break free, and we all kind of flew away, little bird. and kind of landed where we needed to land, fresh and new. So, yeah, 2023 is going to be a busy, busy year. There's going to be lots coming out. I can't wait until, like, this time. Maybe not this time, but maybe after summer to see where we're at. That's great. As far as Ego and Vice, I have some big plans for the podcast as well. I'm going to keep going. It's season 6. I'm going to debut it in February. And we're just going to roll on with it. I'm going to go back and forth. Like, I had guests on every episode. I had guests. I did 17 episodes in 2022, which is good. You know, that's more than one a month. And these aren't the easiest things to do DIY. You know, I enjoy it, but it takes a lot of work. And anyway, if I can get off one a month, I feel like I've accomplished something anyway. And, you know, I'm never going to let Ego and Vice just kind of fizzle away because I enjoy doing it. And God damn it, I need something to keep me relevant, right? In my own mind. Anyway, but yeah, I think I'm going to have guests on half the time. And I think I'm going to bring on a co-host again for the other half. Or maybe for the whole year. I don't know. I haven't really figured out who that's going to be. And I haven't really, I don't even know if they'll say yes, but I hope they will. Because I think that would be a good switch up to have a co-host. Something to bounce something off. And if I don't have a guest, at least we can still get a podcast out of what's going on in the world. Also, this is episode 97. I'm 3 episodes away from 100. And I really, really wanted to get that done before the new year. I actually wanted the season finale, which is this show, the season 5 finale to be the 100th episode, or at the very least, the season premiere of season 6 be the 100, but we're just kind of sitting in limbo between 98 and 99, but it's pretty exciting to know that season 6 will see the triple digit 100th episode, and I have to do something kind of special for that. So maybe it's best that I didn't just ram it into December, and I'll actually put some thought into it over the course of the time that I'm off, and it'll be a big extravaganza. A big to-do, if you will. A happening. Or it'll be like every other Ego and Vice episode, because I got too lazy and I didn't want to work harder than I had to. That's more like it. But hey, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to try my best. Anyway, I have a bit of a treat, and I don't know if it's a treat for you, but I need to get some new goat music out in the ether. I have finished all the demos, and that's all they are demos. And I know they're rough. But I don't give a shit. I've been listening to the demos so long, to me, they sound like finished products. Does that make sense? Someone out there might know what that means. So I'm going to put I'm going to play a goat demo. New goat demo. I'm pretty excited about it. And again, keep in mind, it is a demo. I just don't care at this point. I just want to get it out. It's not going to be some crazy, oh, it's super hidden, I hope it doesn't leak, all that shit. It's goat. I don't give a fuck. It's punk rock. I'm just going to put a track out here. Anyway, so I'm going to play this goat demo, and it's called Track 1, New Goat, and I hope you like it, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to wrap up Season 5. All right, this is Goat Demo, Track 1, New Goat. This is Ego and Vice.
Life means more to me than anything. A few more miles
always make you sick. Sometimes you feel like quitting this. Turning down the volume because everyone's so loud. The pounding of your beating heart's the only sound. And fight tonight and everything will be alright. Your life means more to me than anything. A few more miles and you will make it home. And if you fall and can't get up, then I will crawl right by your side. I promise you.
All right. How about that, eh? I know, right? Don't say I don't give you nothing. Don't say I never let you in behind the curtain, because there you go. So, yeah, that's one of the new goat demos. There's probably about 12 more. I don't know how many I'm going to use. I wrote a shitload of songs. And sometime in the next 12 months, actually, I shouldn't say that. Sometime in the next 8 months, by the end of summer, I want that thing in the can. I haven't decided how I'm going to do that. I'd love to go up to Skylark Park in Pembroke and work with Jay-Z. He's always been my producer and engineer on the last everything I've ever done. But I was also thinking maybe I'll stick local. I don't know. It's up in the air. You know what I mean? We'll see how it all plays out. But that's it. That's it for me. That's it for Ego and Vice Season 5. I want to thank all the people that have taken the time to be on Ego and Vice this year. And it was probably one of my favorite seasons just because it's so nice to, like, after the pandemic, it was so nice to come back and just kind of reconnect with friends and I don't know, just have really good conversations. So I'd like to thank Steve Sommer of Holy Hi-Fi. I want to thank Doug Hempstead, area resident. Jay Watts, of course. I want to thank Jordan Zatarazny of Blinker the Star. Jen Traplin and Chelsea Miller of Live 88.5, local radio station. Jesse Brewer of the Fly Downs. I want to thank Chris Landry, my good bud. He's from Chris Landry and the Seasick Mamas. I want to thank Chops, Rob Snosdale-Taylor from Tin Constellations and the Slow Tom and the Handsome Gentleman. Andy Negative, always a great guest. Wet for Days, Sarah Steph and Deirdre, good friends, awesome band. Scott Norris of Hearts and Minds. Troy Hazinga of Hearts and Minds. Cameron Dunn of Hillside Audio. Josh Hotta, Trash Ambulance out of Calgary, Alberta. Zoe Town, local actor, personality, singer, songwriter, all-around talent. Pete Hammond, that was a pleasure, Pete. If you're listening, it was a pleasure having you on. I missed you, buddy. And, of course, Andrew LaSalle of Holy Christopher. It was a busy year with Ego and Vice, and I'm looking and hoping that 2023 will be just as busy and just as full of energy and good friends. All right, that's it. So have a great couple of months, and I'll see you in February for season 6. My name is Mike. This is Ego and Vice. Take care.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.